Hello. Good morning, good night, good evening, good everything. It is I, Warren Mayenga, and it is 2:46 in the morning, and I cannot sleep, at least for now, because I'm sure I'm going to sleep, but it's going to be a little bit after I do this. This is another podcast. Back to you. I checked the date for the other one, and it was in January 17. So literally like a month and a couple weeks after the other podcast, I am back with another one. And I think tonight is the good night for me to do this, just because of quite a day I had, you know, from what I remember. I wanted my 2019 to be better, and so far it has been eventful for some occasions, being very good occasions and events, you know, like February, or actually get to the point, I'll go back. So literally like after what happened after that January 17th. So I got an internship. It was like a volunteer work, but we called it an internship just because I'm in college and I need some hours. So I got an internship by this curator from Jersey City. Yeah, his name is Rosetta. Yeah, so he had this this black art gallery event hosted in Brooklyn, and they were looking for volunteers. So I was like, oh, you know what? Actually, before they were looking for volunteers, how I got to them is they were looking for their theme for the gallery was Still Nigga from Jay-Z's 444, Still Nigga, right? So that was the theme of the whole gallery. So they put it out there for artists, you know, to take that theme, you know, the Still Nigga theme, and, you know, and really portray it through their art. So they were out there looking for artists and stuff. And you literally, like, when I started following them, like, I'll go through their stories, and it would be like, oh, you only have 2 weeks left until the deadline. And then I'd be like, psh, I got this, man. I'm an artist, man. I got this. And then literally the day before the deadline, I was like, oh, shit, I don't have anything. What the fuck am I supposed to do? So I picked up one of my drawing books, and I literally, like, just squabbled a bunch of, like, like Sharpie, but it was a fast work, you know. I don't know what I thought I was gonna, like, you know, pull out, but it was not successful, and it was not good quality, and yada yada yada. So obviously they were not gonna pick my piece of work, you know. I realized that, so it was whatever, you know. I started getting ready to move on, but then they posted that they were looking for volunteers, and so I was like, you know what? Since I couldn't send a piece, you know what? I'm gonna, you know, volunteer. So that's what I did. I started volunteering. And the event was for the month of February, and it was pretty cool. It was very, very cool. I got to really get into the art scene, but not just like, you know, the typical, oh my gosh, art scene, yeah, all that, but like the black art scene, like Brooklyn. The gallery was in Brooklyn, and in, you know, Brooklyn has so much culture with it, and it was just like, yo, I'm this kid who, like, few months ago did not know what the fuck he wanted to do with his life, and I'm out here hanging around with a bunch of creators and curators and artists who, like, they're passionate of what they're doing, they love what they're doing, and they're happy, and they smoke weed, you know, and they get, you know, they're drinking wine, you know, and they, some of them look silly, some of them look really good, some of them, you know, all that. And I was like, man, this is really my world. Like, I was like, this is really my world. So the entire month of February, I would spend my time there. We'll go there, like, after class, I'll leave, like, at 4, and I'll literally stay there until 12 a.m. in the morning, and then we'll have to try to get a ride back. Like, I'll try to get a ride back, and then sometimes I'll get a... Most of the times, I got a ride back, because that was, like, part of the paying back was... I go to the thing, I help them, and then, you know, he drives me back, you know, because he also lives in Jersey City, so he drives me back and just drops me back, so it makes sense. So, yeah, I'll do that, you know. But some couple nights, I had to, me and this other group members, we would have to, like, really, like, take the train, like, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and we'll go to World Trade Center, and then the whole station will be closed, and it would be chaos. And like one time we went up to all the way to Times Square for some reason, and it was like raining, it was pouring, it was crazy, man. So yeah, it was quite an experience. And like, I grew from that. Because, first of all, I got, networking, right? So I got to meet other artists and stuff and other people. And I got to, like, I got to show them my page, you know, my art page. And, like, hey, guys, like, here, look at this. I'm, you know, I take pictures, you know, I do this, I do photography and all that. One thing, though, that really kind of, like, not bothered me, but... That made me, like, I felt like I didn't really feel like I was part of the clique, was all the people there were there for the art, and that those artists who did those art know those people who came to the, who went to that event. So everybody kind of knew each other, and me, I was just like, I'm just this college kid, you know, just trying to stay back, like, you know. So I wasn't out there, you know, I wasn't like, yeah, I had up in, you know, people's faces and all that, but I still, you know, a little bit, I'll go out, you know, I'll say, oh, I like this, and I'll talk to a couple artists, you know, a couple artists actually followed me back, which I love, I'm truly grateful for that. One of them is, he does comic strip, basically. He makes comics, but he goes, he keeps up with, like, the current events. So he'll draw, like, the NBA players. He does Boondocks and stuff. And he's pretty big time, and his art is pretty dope. So he followed me. I was like, oh my gosh, look, this dude, like, I follow him on IG, and he has he's verified on IG. Oh my gosh, he showed up to this gallery. So, you know, it was one of those moments, those fan moments that I got. I was like, oh, yo, like, I never thought I had that, but that shit happened. So that's dope, you know, that was cool, you know. And through all that, you know, that kind of, drove me, because it started pushing me. It started, you know, I started having questions, you know, like, okay, so I'm here now. So what now? What should I do now? You know? And then that really made me consider about, hey, I have work back here, man. I be painting and I be drawing and whatsoever. Maybe I could try to take one of my best works and actually go out and sell it, you know. And it took some time, you know. I had to wait. First of all, it's some time because it's like, yo, there is like weather related, because we live in New Jersey, and you know how New Jersey is, man. The winter here is not fun sometimes. So I had to wait till it was warm. But then even that, I had to, you know, it was some setbacks holding me down. You know, sometimes I didn't feel like I was right. You know, it was nerve-wracking, you know, just get to put your, like, your a piece of yourself out there for everyone to just literally shit, you know, and just walk away. So that's what happened, you know. I was like, you know what? On this date, surprisingly, it was on St. Patrick's Day. I was like, I'm going to wake up early in the morning and I'm going to go to Exchange Place in Jersey City, and I'm going to put my piece there and I'm going to sit there and then, yeah, and I'm going to sell them, you know, like street art. And I did that. And that turned out, that was very... It was very, like, I feel like I got, not lucky, but I feel like I was, like, not, yeah, destined to be there at that moment, because if I wouldn't have woken up at 7 in the morning, I wouldn't have met this lady who owns a gallery in Brooklyn, who was like, oh, who walked up to my piece, right? Because nobody was, not a lot of people were coming in. So she walked up to me and she's like, oh, I really like your art. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. And then she was like, but the thing is, like, why don't you have any canvases? You know, if you have any canvases, you know, it would be so much better. And I was like, I know, like, I'm so like, you know, I know that I don't have any canvases. It hurts me. That's why I'm out here. So if whatever amount I sell, I'll try to buy a canvas from that. And then she was just like, okay, you know what? Maybe, you know, you should come over to my gallery next time. We can talk about, you know, maybe hanging one of your pieces on the wall and all that. So that was dope, you know. And then after that, I it was too cold at Exchange Place, so I went to Grove Street. But then Grove Street was just kind of like, everybody was kind of just moving. Nobody really, I mean, this black couple walked past, and then the man was like, how you doing, young brother? And I was like, I'm good, man. And then he looked at my piece. He was like, yo, they really loved my piece. So that made me feel good. And yeah, one of my friend who was my old high school wrestling teammate, he was like a grade above. Yeah, he's like a cool guy. Like, we started, like, you know, kicking back last year. We started, like, smoking weed and shit, you know. Like, you know. So he was just like, yo, bro, like, I'll come over and come check your art out. I was like, yo, that's dope, man. Please, come through. And he did. And he was so, like, oh, my, he helped me out so much. He was like, yo, bro, like, let's go to Washington Square, which is in New York City. And then I was thinking I'm going to New York City, but, like, I was like, yo, I'm going to take this, you know, in my head, I was like, I'm going to take this one step at a time, you know. I just want to focus on Jersey City. But he was just like, yeah, bro, like, yo, I know New York City. I know that area. Yo, I'll take you. So we went there, and then I was able to display my art again at Washington, you know, Square. You know, and then it was like, next to me, it was a live jazz band that was literally killing it. Amazing band. And then another side of me, it was a bunch of it was like a drum set and gymnastics. Like, they were doing, like, they were breakdancing, and like it was amazing. The energy was so, like, lit, but nobody, you know, nobody really really, like, so bought my piece. But, you know, it's whatever, you know. A couple people walked in, you know, really like looked around, you know, some loved it, you know, I got a few compliments, you know, but honestly, like, I didn't really sell any of them, you know, which is fine, you know. I realized what I needed to do, you know. It was a step that I took, you know, and I realized through that step that what are the holes and what are the, you know, what are the pavements and all that, what are the clean roads. So next time I go through it, you know, I'll try to maneuver myself, you know. So that's what happened. And after that, you know, I started, you know, like, I've always believed in myself, but I just kind of really, like, now I truly have faith in myself and what I do, you know, because that's one thing that I was worried about, like, was how will people feel about my art, you know, and what I display. And a lot of them, or most of them, you know, seem to like it, which is, you know, fair, and which is I'll take that out of anything, you know. Just as simple like a glare and then a smile and like a good job, I'll take that, you know. You know, that's what I've always wanted with my art. You know, ever since I was a little child, for some reason, me and drawing I never really got to display my artistic skills to people, to my fellow, like, I don't know, I don't think I did from back I remember. Like, I know I used to draw a lot, and a lot of people knew that I used to draw a lot, but then I was so known for so many other things. That my drawing was very much ignored, you know, and that's why it was so easy for me to give up that when I went to high school and the whole art, you know, that grew from that, you know, this whole the whole art, the way I feel about art and all that grew from me living it out and then coming back to it after like 5 years or after 6 years, actually, you know. So, like, now I'm a complete butterfly, because a while ago I was like in a cocoon. I think now I'm still in a cocoon. Right now I'm like, I'm in the end, like, I'm about to really, like, maybe when it comes summer, I'm really gonna pop out as a butterfly, you know, which is weird. I've never used that term to, you know, relate to my life, but that's how I see it, you know, and I'm hoping that it comes up to that. And, what else? I feel like I was mumbling for a while. What else about myself? I realized what I gotta do. First of all, I gotta work on my marketing skills. I gotta work how to sell people. For some reason, I don't know. I'm very shy with the crowd, even though I know I'm not, but I know I am too at the same time, you know. It's like, I need to know how to ignite a crowd. I need to know how to just like, hey, you know, how are you? Oh my gosh. I need to know how to start a convo. I used to think I did, but I really don't. And people in New York City are mad. Actually, no, people everywhere, like, are mad intense. I felt like I was in college for too long and I saw the same faces. Like, I got comfortable. I got comfortable just being like the middleman, you know, just being whatever. It's like, yeah, it's whatever. Like, yeah, it's whatever. But then ever since transferring, and then literally 2 months, actually, yeah, a month after I transferred from Buffalo, I'm in Brooklyn on a weekend in, you know, in front of established people, like, yo, that shit catches you, bro. Like, that shit is no joke. especially for me, like, I'm not, like, really high energy, like, talkative. So it's just, like, I believe I'm in the middle of, like, introvert and extrovert. So it takes me a while to get going, but I'm trying to learn how to just get going by myself, you know. Not at all occasions, but certain occasions, especially now that I'm going to be outside on the street trying to display my art and try to make money for it. So I'm going to have to really just, like, step away from my comfort zone, you know. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, every time I come back to do this, it's more of like a diary type of reflection to myself, you know, which is fine. It's still a podcast, man. I'm going to keep this going. It's going to evolve. This is like the raw. You're going to get the rawness. Yeah, this is the raw me, and I like it so far. I just gotta keep going, even though I got school tomorrow and I gotta wake up. Ugh, it's whatever. Maybe the next one I'm gonna come back and, you know, start talking about current events and stuff. But for now, I'll come back. For now, I'm just gonna, yeah, just talk about whatever I've been doing, you know, with the gallery and stuff. I've been doing a lot of drawing, like painting, a lot of watercolor. Just, man, I've been just working in my room with the pencil and pens. My imagination machine is fucking bugging out right now. Even though I be spacing out my days sometimes, but sometimes I be having spurts of just, you know. So, damn, I sound sleepy, right? Facts. Yeah, if anybody is listening to this, it's 3 o'clock in the 3 o'clock in the morning, and I had cereal this morning, you know, before I left, and then I had nothing else except for coffee and a couple of cigarettes. I know it's terrible, but hey, man, it was freezing, and it's hard out there for myself sometimes. But went out for a couple of drinks, like beer and stuff, because it was St. Patrick's Day and stuff, and it was like happy hour, so it was like a dollar short for every drink and stuff. And then smoked a couple of weed, and then, you know, smoked weed, and now I'm here. But then when I went back to bed, like I couldn't like close my eyes, you know what I'm saying? I'm rewinding the whole day today. It's like one of those nights where it's like, you know, do you remember like your early days where you get invited to like a house party and stuff, and it's like the best house party ever, or let's say any childhood event, you know, the best childhood event you can ever imagine with your friends, everyone else. And then when they tell you to go to bed, you try closing your eyes. Oh, like nothing. You can't even close your eyes. Or let's say you went to Disney World. That feeling when you come back from Disney World or Six Flags and you try to go to bed. Oh my gosh, that feeling. That's so thrilling. That's how I'm feeling now, right? That's how I felt right now, because it was like a real life thrill. And not like a childhood, we just came from Disney. He was like, yo, I was out there. I did some grown man shit. And it's like, I can't believe it. I never thought I would do that. Like, I know I am in my 20s or I'm 22. But like, damn. Them childhood days were really precious. You know, so I'm just trying to have fun with this, you know. The only thing that I'm trying to be focused on is my money, the money part, you know. I'm trying to be legit with this. I'm, you know, can be shaky. Like, I'm holding my prices. So even though my pieces were like the art quality was really good, but the material that I used to really like protect the artwork was, I would say was, it was like a C minus. Yeah. It was like a C minus because some were good, but most of them were like, looked kind of crooked towards the end of the day. And that really bothered me. So I'm going to have to work on that again. So that's the thing. But other than that, I still kept my price for $25. I sold all my pieces for $25 because I feel like they're worth $25. But I also felt like I needed some money. So $25, it's a good amount. I had 13 pieces. I had 14, 13 pieces. Times 25. Times 25. I don't want to do that math right now, but you know what I'm saying. So it's a lot of money. So yeah. But anyways, I think I'm going to go to bed now because I'm tired of my... Oh, yeah, and yeah, I spoke. My sister went back home to Tanzania because she took a semester off, which is sad, you know, because, you know, I love her so much because she's, you know, she's my lovely sister, but it's good for her because we've been in this country, you know, it's sometimes good to go back to the roots. And yeah, so she went back home to visit my mom and my little brothers, who also went home one year ago, you know, because my mom just decided to go back home for family reasons. Family reasons. So she took the boys with her, and they're all, you know, they're good now. They look so much healthier now. They look taller, you know, which is good. So I'm glad my sister's over there with them. I miss them so much, but hopefully I'm going to see them, you know. I know they're healthy, so they're good. They're Gucci. I'm glad they are. And other than that, I ain't got nothing right now, man. You know, I'm just chilling. Yeah, but yeah, I know this podcast is not gonna, this one right here, even though today was a good day, talking about it right now does not sound exciting. That's because I do not want to start being, I don't want to be over dramatic because people are sleeping and I ain't got time for that. So other than that, I'm going to sign out. Adios. Good night.